Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for a joyful time in the Lord's presence. Yes. Always in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And we worship and pleasures forevermore at your right hand. Lord, we worship and and we adore you, Lord. We also thank you, your presence is not, is not restricted. Whatever we are, Lord, we can bless the Lord, we can enjoy it. But when we consider in a congregation like this, then you put a special blessing. And we have been in it all day long. And we thank you for the great testimony of our brethren. And, your great faithfulness, Lord. We thank you and we bless your glorious name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. As we read your word this morning, Lord, oh God, your word, that through the entrance to your word, it gives light. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and light to our path. Therefore, shall we not walk in darkness in this world, because we have the light of life. Lord, we thank you. We know you're going to bless us, Lord, as we read the scriptures. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a subtle enemy. Subtle, in Christendom and so on. Even to the unbeliever too. It's very subtle. All over the Bible, we are warned against it. We are reminded about it, about him. And we should take heed. God the scripture has to say. And the Lord encourages us against this subtle enemy. So this morning, by the grace of God, victory over fear. Praise the Lord. Fear is a subtle enemy. And God's children should take care and be vigilant, So victory over fear does means what? It means that an act of defeating the enemy called fear. You see? All the time. No matter how great a man of God is, it tries its dirty tricks upon all. Especially of God's people. No matter what we have accomplished for the law, all over the Bible, we are encouraged, against this subtle enemy. So now, what is this enemy? Now, not only is fear an enemy, the word of God tells us that fear is a spirit. Actually, it's a spirit. However, a negative and an unholy spirit. That's what fear is. 2 Timothy 1:7, God tells us, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. That was spirit, yeah? Spirit of fear. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. So at the first appearance of this unclean and unholy thing called fear, knocking at your door of your mind, quickly shut him out. It's not from God, right? So don't entertain it in whatsoever. Do not entertain it even for 1 minute, Just shut him out of your mind by the tools God has given unto us. Not only in one scripture are we told that it's a spirit, against an unclean and unholy or a negative spirit and so on, an oppressor either, we are told in Romans 8:15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. See that spirit in there, of bondage to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So, this fear, if you allow it for too long, can become a controlling force to which one is even bound. See, bondage, Bible says it's a bondage, right? And enslaved or even oppressed, That's why we don't allow it whatsoever for a minute, And the Almighty God has encouraged us in His word. And give us tools against this enemy. So, we know, first of all, the Spirit of God brings liberty, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, right? And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's why we have to be filled with the Spirit all the time, right? See? So we cannot get into bondage. See, we haven't received the Spirit of bondage to fear again anymore. So we are but the Spirit of adoption. Where we cry, Abba, Father. Now, love and faith overcome fear. That's right. Love and faith together they overcome fear. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, the Bible tells us, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. That's why you don't even allow it for a moment. It's tormentous. It's oppressing, I heard from the Lord, from the pit, sir, from the enemy. See? So, passes law, passes out fear, because fear has torments. He that feareth is not made perfect in law. So, let us be mindful of the scriptures, and we get antidote for the word of God against it. So, throughout the scriptures, the Lord commanded his people not to fear. We are given definite and specific instructions not to fear. You know, and we just watched through the scripture this morning, and concerning these things, fear contributed, for example, to the reasons for the suffering of Job. We are told, can you imagine that? A patriarch, a man of God, he eschewed evil, he loved the Lord, he was righteous, all this by the Bible and so on, but fear, all that he went through, fear was an element that contributed greatly to his suffering. We are reading the Bible, Job 3:25. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, Job said, and that which I was afraid of is come upon me. See, even when you are a man of God, no matter every other man or the great or men of God, this thing happened and God has warned against it. So we won't go to the story of Job really, but you can see it's a participation. I mean, he participated in the thing that he went through. Fear was one of the major things that happened to Job where he went. We know that Satan was involved, another kind of thing. See? So anyway, so as we see, recognizing the presence of the Lord, is one of the greatest weapons against fear. Recognizing that God is with you is one of the greatest weapons against fear. Praise the Lord. Many Bible verses will show you right now that just recognize that the Lord is with you. One of your greatest weapons. We will see that now. Now, children of Israel, with the Red Sea before them, Pharaoh's army approaching behind them, and mountains on either side. Here is what Moses said in Exodus 14:13. It's like no way out, right? Of course, any person will fear such a situation, right? And here is the command now against fear. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still now, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And it came to pass, amen, praise the Lord. They were just, they didn't know what to do anymore. See, fear grip every heart and so on. There came the word of the Lord. See? So Moses said unto them, and so on, So as Moses concluded his ministry to the children of Israel, they were to continue anyway in their journey through the wilderness and so on, God has touched them, God has helped them. In fact, here is where they are coming from, Deuteronomy 8:15. They have been through so much, and Moses is writing up his ministry now. Leadership is going to transfer to another person in the name of Joshua, or whom I will speak. Here is where they have been, Deuteronomy 8:15. That great and terrible wilderness, wherein were filled serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water at all, he told them, and God brought them through all these things. And so that means they're not near the promised land, right? He had sent out the spies. They were like, few days, yeah, they went through 40 years and all that, So, but God has helped them to this point and so on, So, and so it's here to tell them that this part of your journey, you still don't have to fear. You still have to keep fear away from your life. So, in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, he said, and the Lord, he said, he it is that does go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. He clearly warned them now again. Like when we begin at the Red Sea, you must continue not to fear until you get through to the promised land. Praise the Lord. It's a constant thing to really fight this one, not to fear, knowing that the Lord is with thee. Recognize the Lord's presence in the pillar of fire and in the cloud. He's always there with you. He is there with you. So that's one of the greatest weapons you have. Recognizing the presence of the Lord. See? So not only the people of Israel, but even ourselves today. The Lord said, I am with you always. to the end of the world. See, once you are aware of that, you know, then you have the greatest weapon you can have against fear. Now, see, now many times in this life, God has done great things for you, but He's always looking to promote you, right? You know, in as much as you are faithful in that which He has called you to do, He's always ready to promote you. And I tell you, many of a time, when that promotion is near, or you get a hint of it, one of the things that we do to you is to start to bring fear into your heart in going to the next level. It's always like that, you know. I don't know that, you know. No matter what you have achieved, it happens. Once you are going to go to the next level of highness, this spirit called fear will come to many people and so on. And if you yield to it, you can lose many things. I don't know that, you know. So it is the story of Joshua. Joshua was a courageous and natural-born leader. We know that, you know. And in fact, the fear came into view shortly after the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea. Right there, as soon as they crossed the Red Sea, it came into view. And at that time, Moses appointed him as the leader, the commander of the army when they encountered the Amalekites. I don't know why Moses picked him up, you know. That is in Exodus 17, you know. So he was a resourceful man. He was courageous, natural born leader. He was, you know. And unknown to him, even Moses now, it's okay. I and Aaron, my brother, and Hur, his called. We are going to go to the mountain. Joshua, take care of the military part. We took care of the spiritual part. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he chose Joshua to lead the commander of the armies of Israel at that time. So he was courageous. His courage was, again, meaning Joshua was just seen where he refused to join with the 10 spies in their evil report. And as a reward, of course, you know, he and Caleb were the only two adults of his generation that the Lord permitted to enter Canaan. So he has got things accomplished for God, you know, right from the beginning of his journey past the Red Sea, the very first encounter, the Amalekites. He was chosen, you know, to be the commander while Moses took care of the spiritual part of things, you know. Aaron will lift one hand up, and Hur will look at another land up, and Joshua took care of the military business and all that, you know. He did and all that, you know. Yet, upon all these achievements, the time came when Moses was finished his ministry, right? And the commander to pass to Joshua, right? He still need to be encouraged. God still spoke to Joshua that he should not be afraid of the next level of promotion that God gave him. So yet, here is some of the things that the Lord told him when the Lord commissioned him. Now, the Lord not commissioned him to take over the leadership at the end of Moses' ministry in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And the Lord said to him, "Have not I commanded thee," the Lord told Joshua, "be stronger and of a good courage." Now, watch this. "Be not afraid." God knows these things. I mean, he's a subtle enemy. And then we against God's people and so on. Over and over, great men of God, small men of God, if you are the small men of God, are warned and we are told not to be afraid. So it should be registered in our spirit. When it comes, just driving out by all these weapons of the Lord, recognize the presence of the Lord with you. First of all, I'm going to see many other tools God has given to us, you know, to really combat this subtle enemy. "Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." You see that? God's presence. Now, he assured Joshua, "I am with you all the time," you know, so therefore you don't need to be afraid whatsoever. See, God's presence, recognizing God's presence, is one of the most powerful tools you can ever have against fear, you know. So I always said it when I was young. I lived in a village, and once in a while, I even go to the farm, you know, with our father and so on. We just together know other people feel. I feel invincible. I feel nothing to fear. Daddy is here, right? Yeah. Praise the Lord. You are bold. Nothing. You are not afraid of anything, you know. Sometimes I will go to the next village in the night with my dad. He has folks in the other village. Probably about 1.5 hours walk. We begin the night around 7 p.m. In the evening, when we come from the farm, and I don't have any fear. My father just has just one knife with him. That's all he has, you know. I don't fear for anything because that is here, right? How much more the Almighty God. So, recognizing God's presence, I'm telling you right now, one of the greatest tools against fear. Now, and David, was finishing his ministry too, you know, to the people of Israel and so on, as God has commanded him. He had to hand over the building of the temple to Solomon and also the rulership of the nation. You will think that Solomon doesn't need to be encouraged not to fear. After all, everything by the temple has been provided, right? David has bought everything that he needed to build the temple and so on. But God's spirit, knowing the nature and the subtleness of fear, you know, had to still encourage Solomon not to fear, to build this temple. So we can see that in 1 Chronicles 28:20. So David said to Solomon, his son, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Build this temple, build this house. Even that give you everything you need. What are you fearing then? Fear not." You see that one? "Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee." That's God's presence, right? See? God's presence. Recognize it, and fear will disappear. "He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord." God knew what he was doing to test Solomon, to test Solomon that way, because fear is very subtle. We have to be aware of his subtleness, so before he can creep in unawares, you know, and then so you resist him really, you know. And even Elijah, the prophet, and some of that, you know. And yeah, don't great things for work, for God, and things like that, you know. And the Lord had to tell us to be afraid at one point. We know that King Ahaziah that I talked about the other day, who instead of inquiring whether he will get well or not out of his sickness, when he fell from the lattice of his house, went to inquire of Beelzebub, you know, the king, the god of the Ekron. So, and here is what the Lord told. Of course, you know, Elijah was afraid and so on. Actually, initially, he had to command fire. He had to destroy 102 people, first of all, by the fire of the Lord. "If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and they consume you and your 50, you know. That's what he said, you know, when the king said, go and get Elijah here and so on, you know. Where the third of the captain, the third captain and his 50, now pleaded for mercy, right? Despite all those things, the Lord still told Elijah not to be afraid to go and meet Ahaziah. That is in 2 Kings 2:15. "The angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, go down with him, be not afraid of him." You see that? And he arose and went down. So that is with the messengers of King Ahaziah, right? God had to tell Elijah not to be afraid. The man who caught fire from heaven, right, can still be afraid, right? And has already destroyed 102 people. You know, so you see that? So that shows you the subtleness of fear. And that's why we are warned throughout the scriptures, you know. It can even manipulate people even unknowingly, you know. So let us pay attention to these things. And so let's not take advantage of our lives, you know. It's an oppressing spirit. Fear is an oppressive. It has torments, you know. It can cause mental disorder, even if you have to go further than that and so on, you know. So anyway, Jerusalem was invaded by a superior force of Assyrians who had been invariably successful in all previous camps. They even boasted, "We have defeated every nation around Judah, so who are you? Is this your God that will deliver us out of your hand?" You know, the time of Ezekiah, right, king of Judah, you know. So, and of course, the resources of Ezekiah were no match whatsoever for this great army. So he sent messengers to Isaiah. They were contemporaries, right? Isaiah and Ezekiah, they were contemporaries. He'd go and tell the prophet of the hour in the land what is going on with this, you know, invaders and things like that, you know. So here is what what Isaiah told him. No matter what the situation, no matter how dire the situation may be, as a child of God, see, fear should be the last thing. See? So now in 2 Kings 19:5, the servants of King Ezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said unto them, "Thus shall ye say to your master," meaning to go and tell Ezekiah, "Thus said the Lord, be not afraid," the very first thing, "be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. You know, behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. It took place exactly as the prophet said to Hezekiah and things like that. This story is recorded in many places in the Bible. 2 Chronicles 2:32-7 says, be stronger and courageous. Be not afraid. See that one again. Nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. That's God's presence, right? You know, I mean, we destroy any kind of fear. And truly enough, 2 Kings 19, like I said, this thing is in many places in the Bible. 2 Kings 19:35, according to the word of the prophet, and it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. No matter what dire situation we have around us, don't let fear grip your heart. Recognize God's presence. We're going to see other ways how you can do this and some of that as we go down through this morning and some of that, you know. So the Lord has always encouraged you, don't fear, you know. So, so we see what happened right there. Now, there was a similar situation with Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles 20, you know, beginning from verse 2. There came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon-Dama, which is Engedi. Verse 3 says, and Jehoshaphat feared of God. Look at all the multitude of against him. And set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. That's another secret right there. When that fear comes around you, maybe it is time to seek the Lord also. Turn yourself to the Lord and seek the Lord. That's another secret. Praise the Lord. Don't give in to it, you know. So seek the Lord, you know, depending on the situation and things like that, you know. So, verse 14 says, then as they were seeking the Lord and praising God, there come a prophetic message. Verse 14 says, then upon Jahaziel came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, always, all the time, the Holy Ghost will say this thing, be not afraid. See? Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God. Praise the Lord. So all our life is this subtle enemy. You must defeat him, and you can defeat him every time. First of all, we are told at the beginning, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. Praise the Lord, you know, of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You know, fear, if you let him do what he's going to do to you, it's called confusion. It has even made many Christians go mental. I'm telling you that because you don't check it, right? They are so confused and so like that, you know. So you have to be very careful about this thing. That's why God gave so much warning about it. So you checkmate it really quickly, not by your power, by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, by seeking the law, by recognizing the Lord's presence around you. You know, so all these things we put him into flight, you see. So we see right there. So the battle becomes the Lord's battle. And of course, you know what happened to them too. In fact, they don't have to shoot one arrow really. All they had to do in that battle was just to turn to praising God. They appointed singers, you know, and of course the Lord took over, you know. So we can win every battle in our life that way, by praising the Lord and not letting fear dominate our life. Fear destroys. Praise the Lord. See? But God's Spirit gives us liberty. So now let us be mindful of these things. Now, as we see here now, seeking the Lord, when fear comes, we bring deliverance. So don't forget that. So don't give it to the fear. Turn yourself to the Lord. recognize his presence around you and seek his face. Psalm 3. Absalom, David's son, took the throne. Can you imagine? You know, it's everybody's son. You know the story about Absalom. Anyway, Psalm 3:1. Let's see what David did. As well as you know, Psalm 3:1. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Have you seen that before in your life? How are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him at all in God. Either they are even mocking him. There is no help in God. As if you say you are serving the Lord, you know, your son has overthrown you from the throne. There's no help. They say there's no hope for him. Even his familiar friends, they turn against him and so on. They become betrayers. They were helping the even his son to overthrow him. The castle of Ahithophel was there. Ahithophel betrayed him. All these things were happening around him, you know. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You know, God's presence, right? A shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I will come out of this thing. Amen? Amen. You know, praise the Lord. I'm going to come out because I'm a glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord. You see, you run to the Lord, right? With my voice, he heard me out of his holy haste. Say that. See, the answer was there, but he didn't let it take over his life. Cry to the Lord, you know. And he was sure that the Lord heard him. I lay me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Praise the Lord. How many times here I won't let people to sleep, you know? See what I'm saying? You know, so on, you know. What a reproach. And some of that, you know, but see, I will lay me down and just sleep because I've called upon the Lord. Now I say, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. Why? He has sought the Lord, he has cried unto the Lord, right? I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me, round about me, you know. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the sheep bone. He has won many battles before. You know, one of the tricks, one of the things that one of the David's friends used to tell, send message back to Absalom was this. Oh, you know your father? He's a man of war. See, you know, one of his friends, I think he had better be a priest. Said, you know your father? He's a man of war. Anyway, so he has won so many battles. But God will allow things around us. You know, all we have to do is just walk with the Lord. You know, and so on, you know. We don't query him. But we know we have done our part. God is with you and so on, you know. So, upon the cheekbone, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Say that. Praise the Lord. So let us, we are. So he said, he made up his mind. I will not be afraid. Though they overlay my own son, and he overthrow me and so on, that, as it is said, you know, he typed the Christ in so many ways, right? Going there and weeping upon the Mount of Olives as he was bestrown, only for many centuries later, the Lord came and wept on the same Mount Olive upon Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often should I gather you as hen gathereth his chicken under his brood, and you will not even listen to me. So anyway, so we see that right here. So, but he made up his mind that not to be afraid, no matter how many of them come against me. You know, what can be so painful that your own church will rebel against you in such a way like that? But he said, I will not be afraid. Praise the Lord. Let us be mindful of that subtle spirit called fear. Psalm 27 gave us another lesson. Another psalm of David. You know, 27 verse 1 of Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? See, the Lord is with me, saying, I recognize his presence. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 3 says, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this shall I be confident. I keep on saying a very, very beautiful psalm to give you confidence in time of any kind of trouble. In fact, the Bible says, in the time of trouble, He will hide me in the tabernacle, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He will hide me. I don't have that one here, but I know it's not in that psalm as well as, you know. We are living in such a time like this. We have to know these scriptures and let not fear dominate our life. So he said that one day, 34 of Psalms, verse 4. I saw the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's, again, I tell you throughout the Bible, one of the greatest weapons that you do is to recognize God's presence around you, you know. And of course, to seek the Lord as it is needed, you know. And the Bible says, he delivered me from all my fear. David had fear, of course, you know. Every man has a little bit of it here and there, depending on your situation, you know. So, but the thing, what is important is what you do with it, you know. It comes to everybody. Remember, it comes to Elijah, came to anybody, came to Job, you know, the greatest man in the East, came to him. It's what you do with it that matters, really, you know. But now in our generation, we know what to do with it right now. Having known how the Lord saw this thing and what it has given up instruction, how to go against it and some of that, you know. So anyway, from all my fears, so what is your fear today? Say the Lord. Surrender to the Lord. And the Lord is right at hand. It's with you right there. No matter what may be your fear today or tomorrow, you know, maybe you don't have anyone today. Who knows what will come about tomorrow, you know? And so if it comes near you, surrender it to the Lord. He said, he delivered me from all of my fears. Now, again, we see right there that seeking the Lord, when fear comes, will bring deliverance. So don't let it, take you over. Just turn it over to the Lord. Psalm 56. What time I'm afraid. I believe you know. He said, what? That's David. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. You see that? Fear comes. Just come and go. Another two is this. When it comes, you put your trust in the Lord. What time I'm afraid, he said, I will trust in the Lord. Verse 4. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. So trusting the Lord drives away fear when it comes around you. Verse 11 says, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. See that? So trusting in the Lord is another powerful tool. Against fear, that's soft to enemy, you know. So we see idea. Psalm 91 tells us a lot, you know, defense against fear. I read a couple of verses in there. Verse 1 of Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. That's recognizing God's presence, that trusting the Lord. I will trust in him. I will recognize his presence. I'm dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, right under his presence. I'm abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm trusting the Lord. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. That trust, right? That trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5, if you are actually going, I need that foundation, or the Holy Ghost need that foundation to see the two you have. Thou shalt not be afraid. When you have done all these things now, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fled by day. Because of what you have done before, you have put your trust in him. You are dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. So you are putting your trust in him, and so that, you know. So, and verse 6 says, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. Trusting the Lord, residing in his presence, recognizing his presence. Bible says so that you don't have to be afraid of anything. You know, this will drive away fear. Psalm 112, verse 6. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. See? That's the second part of Psalm 112, verse 6. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Verse 7 says, He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. You see that trust in the Lord all the time. Even the weapon. You trust the Lord, fear to take his flight, right? All the time, not just 90% of the time. All the time, put your trust in the Lord, fear to take his flight. Because it will come to you, it will come to anybody, you know. And God is showing you the secret of it and so how to defeat him. His heart is established that he shall not be afraid. Verse 8. See? So your heart is established. So we see right there, trusting the Lord. When fear comes, we bring deliverance. Every time. Never we fail. You won't fail. See? Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, right? So you'll be far from oppression. Remember that place he said. Far from oppression. Take it up. I'll come to it later. Now, Psalm 118, verse 5. Now, another psalm of deliverance. Verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. It was in distress, right? The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Verse 5. Verse 6. The Lord is on my side, recognizing God's presence, right? He was sure that God is with him, right? The Lord is on my side. I will not fear then. What am I going to fear? The Lord is on my side. What can man do unto me? You see, the secrets of defeating fear. Many of them, right there, the most powerful one, recognizing God's presence, you know? So anyway, so say, I know that it's with you. How can it be against you? I'm with you always and so on. I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. So then fear is banished, you know? So right there. So his heart is established. He shall not be afraid, he said. So trusting the Lord, when fear comes, we bring deliverance. So we say that there. So the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Now, sound wisdom and discretion will guard against fear too. I say sound wisdom and using discretion in your life will guard against fear. Solomon, the wisest man of his time, you know, by the Spirit of God, wrote in Proverbs 3:21. I will read a couple of verses in there. So, wisdom, discretion. Now, my son, let not thy heart depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. See that? Yea. Thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. No fearing and so on. Verse 25 says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolations of the wicked when it cometh. We are living at that time right now. Desolations are determined for this generation. Praise the Lord. But we do not, you know, that I say so. We do not need to be afraid. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. So, wisdom of the Lord. And we are commanded in the book of James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask again. Let him ask. And it shall be given him. And the Lord, you know, will give to anyone who will ask. Let him just ask in faith. Wisdom and discretion will help us, even in this age we are living in right now. Now, even not only if you win that, even encourage God's people, right? You see, not to be afraid. Speak to yourself. Don't be afraid. Isaiah 35, verse 4, the first part. Say to them that our fearful heart be stronger and fear not. Just stop right there. Tell the other brethren, you yourself, take your post in it. No, trust in the Lord. Seek the Lord. Use wisdom. Use discretion in your affairs and keep in God's presence. Then you can say, to other people, other brethren, say, no matter how dire situation they may be in, say to them, not to be fearful. You know, if anybody is fearful of us, say, be strong and fear not. You know, I think we were praying this morning, as I was praying, he was talking about that, scripture in the book of Job. When men are cast down, that shall say that's a lifting up. Amen. Praise the Lord. He shall deliver the island of the innocent. Amen. And it is delivered by the pureness of your hand. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. We are to encourage one another. Tell the fearful in heart, you know, be stronger and fear not. Now, another popular thing, we should be. Heed the word of the Lord that says not to fear. Another thing, God has told you, I'm doing all these things to show you that you are not to fear, right? Isaiah 41, 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Recognize my presence. I'm there with you. Recognize my presence. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. No matter what is troubling you, you know your difficulty and so, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. No matter what your situation is, no matter how dire it may be, no matter what you need, no matter how pressing, hear ye the word of the Lord. Of all, be not afraid, fear thou not. Verse 13 says, for I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will hold your right hand. Say not to thee, fear not. I will help thee, no matter what the need might be. Amen? I will help thee. The Lord is giving you courage and encouragement. The fear is the last thing he wants you to have in your life. No matter what the situation, I will help thee, he assures you. Verse 14, fear not. Thou of Jacob, or put your name there. And ye men of Israel, I will help thee, said the Lord, and our Redeemer, the only one of Israel. So he will help you. So don't be to fear and so on. Don't remember, he hasn't given the spirit of bondage to fear again, you know. Always remember that you are a child of God, and always recognize his presence. Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now, does hear the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, or put your name there, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. We are the redeemed of the Lord, say so, amen. Amen. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We have been redeemed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he paid for the price of our redemption. For I have redeemed thee, the Lord said right there. You know, so I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. You are a child of God, amen? Thou art mine. You are surely your heart, you know. So fear not, for I am with thee. Just recognize my presence and fear how to go. See? Praise the Lord. Isaiah 44, verse 2. Thus said the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Always there to help. A very present help in trouble. David told us in the book of Psalms. Very present help in trouble. How we help thee, the Lord said. So, and fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, or put your name there, whom I have chosen. I have chosen you. You have not chosen me, amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord chose you and me. So don't say it's just David or whoever talking about here. He's talking to you and me. It is the word of the Lord, you know. I have chosen you. Thus tell us, you know. I have chosen you. Fear not. Fear not, he said. Neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time? And have declared thee, the Lord telling you this morning, ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Praise the Lord. Okay. See? So I know not any. And so that you know, witnesses. He said, ye shall be witnesses unto me from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the world. Are we not here today? Amen? Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So do not be afraid of anything, you know. And you know, do not be afraid nor fear anything, as long as you know the Lord is with you. Isaiah 51:12. See, that sought to enemy that will dismantle his power. And he should not lord it over us anymore. It's a destroyer, fear destroyed. Isaiah 51, verse 12. I am he that comforted you this morning, said the Lord. Who art thou? That thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die. And of the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass, and forgetteth the law thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens, you know how big they are up there, and laid the foundations of the earth, the Lord that hung the heart on nothing, right? You know, and you are feared continuously every day because of fury of the oppressor. Now the Lord is asking you and I, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is even the fury of the oppressor? Praise the Lord. Amen. I thought the fear of the Lord drives away all these things. You You know? So let us keep this in mind. He gave us things. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of all strongholds. What we are saying this morning by the Holy Ghost is no matter how dire the situation is, that's why God is taking us through every contingency that you and I can face in this world. Man, that will oppress you over there, that will cheat you over there. No, we see it in the Bible. The spirit of Isaac, you know, the man of God, a gentleman. I mean, I don't say anything required against him, you know, and this is a man, he will dig a well, you know. Dig a well. The Philistines will come and they will just fill it up with sand. You know what? They just go to the next one, amen. Praise the Lord. He came to the time the enemy had to give up, right? The Lord bless him. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
No argument, nothing whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that, you know. So anyway, so we see right there. So now but Isaiah 54, as I begin to close here, Isaiah 54, verse 4. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Another piece, my people, Joel, my people shall never be confined. They shall not be ashamed. Amen. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed.
Amen.
Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame.
Amen.
For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Verse 14 says, in righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. Amen. Fear is an oppressing spirit. It's a spirit, right? And it oppresses. But we are commanded, we are told here, we shall be far from oppression, for we shall not fear. From terror, for it shall not come near thee. Praise the Lord. Even Jeremiah in the book of Lamentations, through the same thing, you know, verse 57, Lamentations 3:57, thou dwellest near in the day that I called upon thee, thou said, fear not. Even he was the weeping prophet, right? You know, call upon the Lord, and so I don't know what was in his mind, you know, and he called upon the Lord, and the Lord gave the same reply, the same answer I've been talking about all morning. He will speak to you the same manner. Stay tuned to the Lord. You will hear the same voice. You may not fear. You may praise the Lord in any and every situation. Thou hast said, fear not. The Lord Jesus himself, the Lord has heard your prayer, brethren. He has heard your prayer. Fear not. You know, he will do it. Whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, I, Jesus, the Lord, said, will do it. Amen. So don't fear. You know, that's why in Daniel 10:12, to show you now, he has already heard your prayer. You know, so delay or no delay, I don't care. Well, I know it hurts on the body sometimes, but we know the Lord is faithful, amen. So he has heard your prayer and he will do it. Daniel 10:12. And then said he unto me, you know what he has been doing? 21 days have done past. Fear not, see that one? Don't fear that your prayer has not been answered. Fear not, Daniel. For from the fourth day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. Therefore, the very first they have heard you. The Lord have heard your prayer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I am come for thy words. Verse 19. O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto you this morning. Be strong. Yea, be stronger. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou art strengthening me. So, you think you have a delayed prayer? Never worry about it. Don't fear. He has heard you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bible says that when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it. So, time element belongs to God, you know. He will make everything beautiful in his time. Amen. It cannot be late. It will come right on time. Whatever you are believing God for, praise the Lord Jesus. And it will be so beautiful when it is all manifested. Now, expect great things the Lord has in store for you, and do not fear. Joel 2:21. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Amen. Are you expecting?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Be in expectation. Without expectation, there's no miracle, right?
Amen.
So be in expectation all the time. Do not fear now. The Lord will do great. Pray for revival. Do not fear. Be in expectation. The Lord will do great things. Even in the storms of this life, have faith in the Lord and not fear. We all fear this storm. Everyone that is born of God. And some of that, you know. So in the storms of this life, do not fear, only have faith. In Matthew 8:26, in the physical storm, the natural thing to experience spiritual things, right? Matthew 8:26, and the Lord said to the disciples in the storm, "Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So in the storms of this life, don't forget now, the Lord is right there with you. Don't be fearful. Only have faith. Praise God. Praising God. Fear not, for the Lord is mindful of you, brother and sister, and you are very valuable to the Lord and to the kingdom of God. Don't let the devil belittle you. You are very valuable to the Lord. And that's why in Matthew 10:29, God told us these things. "And not two sparrows sow for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father." Verse 30 says, "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered." Verse 31 says, "Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many," many fowls. Yeah. So you are of great value to the Lord. He so much care, he knows how many hairs on your head. Show me anybody who can count the number of the hairs on your head. I don't see any computer who can do it right now. Praise the Lord. But the Lord knows it all. That's how much he cares for you, you know. So don't fear about anything, you know. So anyway, no matter how, I keep on saying this, no matter how dire your situation may be, fear not. Only believe. And we see an example in the Bible. There was that man called Jairus, right? His only daughter died. She was only just 12 years old, right? She has come to ask the Lord, you know, for her. She was sick and so on, that, you know. While the Lord was on the way. And then, of course, she was interrupted. Another case. The woman with the issue of blood, I believe it was, I don't know. Anyway, eventually that girl died. Here is what the Lord told Jairus in Luke 8:50. "But when Jesus heard word that the little girl has died," here is what Jesus told the father, meaning Jairus. "But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, 'Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole.'" Somebody whose child has died. I'm telling you, no matter how dire the situation may be, the Lord be on your side. You don't have to fear anything. And the Lord said, "Don't fear, because she shall be made whole." So this morning, you know, God has not given you or I the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Now you see, close to shipwreck, Brother Paul on the way to Rome, you know, and you know the story of that thing in Acts 27, and you know, the ship go to shipwreck, you know, and the Lord told him not to fear. There are 276 people aboard that ship that day. Acts 27:23. "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, 'Fear not.'" I don't care what storm of life you are going through. Same God, the same Lord, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Saying, "Fear not. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee." No matter what, God is with you in any kind of a storm. Very present help in trouble. Now, are you concerned or are you fearful whether we make the rapture or not? You don't need to fear. No. You don't need to fear. Only watch and pray always. Praise God. Luke 12:12. "Fear not, little children or little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." You don't have to fear. All you have to do is in Luke 21:36, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass." You see? So even the coming of the Lord, sometimes you have to put fear in your heart. Will I make it? Will I not make it? John 14 said, "If I go away, I will come again. I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Only also just add patience. in your patience, possessing your souls. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, at the end of time, we are that and our men's heart, filling them for fear. You see that fear? For looking upon those things which are coming upon the world. Are you spending all your time listening to the news? Where is bad news, evil news? Is that what you are doing? Better tune to the right channel, amen? Amen. The Holy Ghost channel. Praise the Lord. The channel of the Lord Jesus in Luke 21, Matthew 24, in the book of Revelation, and all the scriptures together that speak about the end time. All the other ones are speculation. They are just terrorizing. They are spirit of fear, violence, and so on. There's no goodness in this world, really, at all. In the word of God, we have good news. And so be careful now. See, that fear, Bible says, to be so terrible. Men are failing for fear, for looking upon those things. Let us set our eye on the Lord Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Unto them that look for him, don't look at the world, should he appear again the second time? No, without sin unto salvation. Let us keep our eye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, last scripture here. Now, the Holy Spirit sum all this thing up in one Psalm, Psalm 46, telling you no matter what situation you are in, no matter how dire, how terrible it may be, here is what he said now. You are told not to fear. I will read the Psalm 46 and I close from there. Psalm 46. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, the son of Alamo. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This world is in trouble already. It's in the beginning of sorrows. See, you know, we are not present, but God is our refuge and strength. And therefore, we fear. See, though the heart be removed, what trouble can be greater than that? That the world be removed. And they are being removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, the worst case scenario, the most dire the earth is removed, right? And though the waters be off roar, the storm around you, no matter how much they are roaring, and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, say that there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Prophetically speaking, he that believeth on me and so on, out of his belly shall rise rivers of living water that endureth unto everlasting life. Praise the Lord Jesus. And tabernacle of the Most High, you are the temple of the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he prophesied of that too, is right there with you. God is in the midst of her, is in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. She shall not be moved. God shall help you and that right early. It won't be late, brethren. Whatever you are looking for God for, only you are timing something right now, God will be right on time. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the heart melted. And begin to assert God's presence. The Lord of hosts is with us. Recognize his presence, right? The God of Jacob is our refuge. Say that, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the heart is coming. All the vile judgments are coming, and the trumpets are coming, you know, as well as you know. The great tribulation will come. Then go to the great day of the Lord, but the let is taken out of the way. See, we know that. He maketh wars to cease, that will be after Armageddon and so on, as you know. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. This is prophetic. That goes to the end of the age. It works for us right now, but it goes right to the end of the age and so on. Carry through the tribulation, the trumpet, the vase, to the millennium, I think that you know. So he makes war to see to the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutted the spear in sunder. He burned the chariot in the fire. Now, no matter what situation, last scripture here, verse 10, verse 11, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the heart. Assert daily, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Overcoming fear, that's subtle to enemy. Don't let him get you. Praise God. He gave you all these tools. He has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness. Amen. And to defeat this enemy, very subtle. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. we never forget. He has warned us, and we know we have experienced it. Fear has torments, but thou hast given other spirit, Lord. Father, we have received of the Lord the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. The spirit, O God, of adoption, wherein we are cry, Abba, Father. Therefore, we thank you this morning, Lord, exposing the enemy and revealing to us, Lord, the infinite power that lies within us, according to the power that dwelleth in us. The power that raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in us now. So we have dominion over fear. Bible says, the rod of the wicked shall not fall in the lot of the righteous. We shall be free from oppression, and fear is an oppressor. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we command in the name of Jesus any kind of element of fear to depart from our abode, from our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let God's children be free of this subtle destroying spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let us now go forth, the righteous, to be bold as a lion, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Against this world, the word of the living God, Lord, the gospel of the living God. Unto those who are going to be saved, this word of the law will be life unto life. No answer that are deceiver, no of life unto life. So Lord God, we thank you this morning, exposing him. So we go with confidence this morning that we have dominion over fear. And we're going to encourage our fellow brethren, wherever we go, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his mind. Lord, we commit it to your hand this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. So now we know you have gone before us. Your presence is with us, Lord, and with you always to the end of the age. Your promise to give us favor in all that we set our hands to do, to bless the work of our hand. We thank you for these promises, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to preserve our going out and our coming in, to preserve us from all evil. We thank you for all these things, Father. Now, again, all the represented requests of our heart this morning, we have heard in this word of God that we read this morning that the Lord has heard our prayer. We go about rejoicing in the name of the Lord Jesus. They shall be manifested in their times to the glory of thy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We are saying thank you, Jesus.